Will Robinson, danger!
You remember the fun we had when you poisoned me?
Do not touch it. It is dangerous.
You are listening to free speech-based internet radio. You must be of legal age in your state, province, or cave dwelling to listen. Please listen only if you have a brain in your head. Foul language and foolish behavior may be contained within. Proceed with caution, and do not try this at home. Lord knows there's enough assholes with talk shows already. You have been warned. I said as she toppled another scotch and soda. We all loved red, but really, you have to let this go. Tonight on the Fabulous D Show, it's Frank Cotolo.
I mean, seriously, when you're at a drive-thru and you have a limited amount of space, you always use a small caliber handgun and push your hand through the window so you have a better chance to shoot people. What is wrong with criminals these days?
Give me my Big Mac or I'm gonna shoot you.
Once again on the Fabulous D Show.
We're not prejudiced, we hate everyone.
They're garbage. I love to dance. I do South American sambas. I am a fantastic dancer. I'm not ringing my own bell. Quando, quando.
Sweetie darling.
She's really gotten up the crap of my ass.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, we'll have two martinis, please.
Oh, that sounds fun!
Hey, you dirty, nasty fuck blood, you.
God! Do I have to listen to these pieces of shit from Noah? God!
For a very large sum of money, I want to shit in a bowl on the webcam.
Really?
Yes, I did.
God! God!
Hey,
used to, but give me 20,000 Hebrews and I'll have it done in no time now.
Okay, gotcha. I missed that part. I needed to scroll down. My bad. Sorry, Esme.
You can't see my left arm. Ha ha ha.
You fucking loser. How drunk did you want me to be when I got on this? It was a joke. Obviously, a bad joke.
Dog! Dog!
You can't stand the heat.
Get out of the kitchen!
Yes! You can't go around walking around advertising that, you know, you're a superstar.
It is sort of an enlightening experience. It's sort of like meeting the Buddha. It sort of opens your mind to other possibilities.
Well, I'll give you one of those little cherries.
Give me a man! Come on!
Dog! Dog!
If you happen to be listening to that fabulous A show, stop it. If you happen to be listening to the fabulous B show, stop it. If you happen to be listening to the fabulous C show, stop it. It's time for the fabulous D show.
And coming to you from the middle of motherfucking everywhere, it's the fabulous D show. And I am the artist D. Who the hell else would it be? And that is Vanilla Child, over there.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
From the motherfucking corner.
The motherfucking corner, in motherfucking middle of everywhere.
On motherfucking Mother's Day.
Oh, motherfucking Mother's Day. Happy motherfucking Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And happy motherfucking Mother's Day to me, too. I'm a mother. I'm a mother monster.
You're a motherfucker.
Yes, I'm in the... that's right.
You fuck moms.
Figuratively speaking, I'd hope.
Right.
I'm in wildbunchchat.com and, like, people are piling in.
Are they? I need to get
they
there.
Are. You
I'm
do.
On my way.
Nick is there, and Jody's there, and Daniel's there.
All right. Are we in romper room?
We are in romper room. Nick was asking me if I saw him fall asleep yesterday on Zoe's show.
Did you?
And I did.
Was it fabulous?
It was fabulous. He's like, did I look ricoculous? Like, no. No, you didn't. He looked like a sleeping angel. He was a little angel. That's what I told
him. I was just going to say, he probably looked all sweet and innocent.
He did. It amazes me how peaceful most people sleep. I look like dead. Like, mouth hanging open, jaw slacked. It's horror. Horror. At least
I hate seeing pictures of people sleeping.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like they're dead.
Wow.
I don't like that feeling.
No, I wouldn't like that feeling either, but... I don't know. I don't think they're dead. I just think they're usually they look ricoculous or they look like they're so... He was just so laid back. Same with Michelle. Michelle always goes to sleep on Zoe's show, too. And she just... It's always mouth closed, eyes closed. Like, they might as well be dead. Like, you know, funeral dead. I'm more like naturally dead. You know, I'm what you look like when you're dead after you've been, like, murdered. These people look like they're dead after, you know, when they're in the coffin, all done up, sewn together.
That's cute, though, that Zoe is like a lullaby to them.
She is. She lulls them to sleep in a good way.
Of course, in a good way.
She's like the Pied Piper of Wild Bunch Radio. She lulls them into a sleep on cam.
She makes them feel so at home and so relaxed.
Yes. Well, I can understand that.
That voice.
Yeah. When he was a wee bit drunk. Well, there's a news. Tear out the front page. Front page news.
Right. News
Nick
flash.
Was a little little drunk. Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my. And Daniel said that I make hiking fierce. I do make hiking fierce.
You make everything fierce.
I do. I posted on Twitter that I had my 8-mile hike this morning. through the middle of motherfucking everywhere.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. There were tunnels. I went through tunnels.
Wow.
And at first the tunnels were intimidating because I was afraid that something could be hiding in the shadows. And then I realized that I was more precautious and apprehensive that there would be zombies in the tunnels than, like, rapists. So then I figured I was pretty much okay. Because we don't get a lot of zombies around here.
No, they'll just eat your brains and then you'll become one of them.
Brains.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And after, like, the fifth tunnel, you know, and the fifth mile or so, like, you're kind of over it. You don't fucking care if you get raped by a zombie. It would be a change of pace.
Yeah, then you got 5 miles that go back.
Exactly. That was the thing. You know, when you get... That's why I like paths that go round. Because then you got somewhere. You got right back to where you were headed, where you started.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you didn't have to backtrack. It was all okay.
I wouldn't like that feeling of being 5 miles away and like, oh,
when you walk
shit.
All the way down, like 4 and some miles, and then hit the end. It's just ended. Because it really is at the end of one of the Earths here. And there's just nowhere else you can go.
So, too bad there's not a pot of gold at the end of that Earth, huh?
Yeah, seriously. So then you got to turn back round and walk all the way back. And I was thirsty. Dumbass here didn't take any water.
How do you not take water on a 5 mile hike?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be 5 miles. I didn't know how long it was. I knew that there was a trail. I did not know where it went, but I was going to get to the end.
You should always have,
water
with you.
I have never walked so far that I wanted water until today.
Huh.
Because usually before I go, I drink a lot of water. I hydrated all morning before I left. And then I went. And because water usually upsets me. I can't drink water and run. And I can hardly drink water and walk. Because it, like, you know, curdles my stomach.
Oh.
So I don't...
That's not good.
And that's why I don't do water continuously during these exercise moments. But I did. Mm. I made it, and, you know, I thought I was going to die when I got there, and then I came back, and it wasn't so bad. So
at least you made it. You made it out alive.
Yeah. It was a decent wander. Yes, Jody. She said,
I need to do that. That sounds like fun.
It is fun, because it's the desert. And the lizards, oh my god, I never saw such big lizards in person, randomly. I mean, I've seen big lizards in person, but not, you know, in the desert. They're usually really small.
You don't have ticks in the desert, do you?
I don't think so, no. Ticks don't
awesome.
Do a lot of stuff out here.
Another reason to move there.
Yes. Although I did, when I was, like, maybe on the 4th mile, there was a sign for elk. I'm like, oh, that's all I need is to get butted in the stomach with an elk horn.
Oh, elk sounds like fun, though.
Well, I think they're cute from a distance, but...
But you wouldn't want to see one head on.
No, no. Especially on a path. I think they'd want to eat me.
Maybe.
Maybe. The lizards, they were pretty cool, though. They were as big as my hand. And
wow.
Like, I was fascinated how, like, if you stopped watching for a second, they totally blended in. I could not find the lizard again after
That's crazy.
I looked away for a second, and it's like, just tells you how much is out there that is watching you that you don't know, because it's totally blended in.
It's all that camouflage, elusive little fuckers.
Exactly.
I wish we could blend in.
I know. Would be good.
That would be good.
I could just stand up against a wall and close my eyes and nobody would know I'm there.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That would be awesome.
Yes. Nick would rather rape than zombification.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm. Says a lot about Nick right there.
It does. It does. And what is the... I don't even know what he's on about. He said Bear Grylls would drink his piss in that situation. Bear Grylls? G-R-Y-L-L-S? What is that?
I have no idea.
Please, please decipher that, Nick. Please, translate. Bear Grylls. Grylls. I don't know.
I'm lost.
Oh no, somebody's drinking somebody's piss in that situation. Yikes.
Bear Grylls. Oh.
Maybe he's saying, you know, it was dehydrated. And something would drink their piss if they were dehydrated. I suppose it would work.
Supposedly it does, but who would want to do that?
Probably more people than we know.
I think I'd rather die.
Thankfully, we don't know those people.
Yeah. Well, I don't like hot beverages to begin with.
That's right. We just had this conversation.
Yeah, maybe if it was, like, iced pee. With a splash of lemon.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Turkey Hill iced pee.
He said, you have Bear Grylls in America on TV, I swear. G-R-Y-L-L-S. The hell's a Bear Grill?
I have no idea.
I am so confused.
You and me both.
I don't understand, but that's okay.
Only Nick.
Daniel asks if we have spiky cactuses. We do have spiky cactuses. And you just missed
cactuses
the season.
Cactuses are cool.
They're very
cool. Can you drink out of them?
I thought you could, but I don't think these are the kind you can. Like, they're not the really big ones. They're like the little small guys, but they're not the ones with the arms like you see in cheesy stereotypical movies.
Yeah.
They're just the little ones on the floor. And we just had the season where all the round ones bloomed pink flowers, so that was all fun.
Aww.
Yes. Yeah, Nick would rather be raped than be a zombie. I don't know. I guess so. I guess I'd agree that, too.
That's definitely an interesting statement to make, though.
Well, it depends on who's raping you.
That's true.
And it depends on how fun
it is. What if
it
was a zombie raping you?
Exactly. That would suck.
Yeah. Then which would you prefer?
Exactly. Would you rather be raped by a zombie or...
Or be a zombie.
Oh, I've got a link here. For Bear Grylls.
Oh, finally he's sending links.
Apparently it's a person.
It's a person?
Oh, it's a man.
Okay.
Bear is a man who has always loved adventure. After breaking his back in three places in a parachuting accident, he fought his way to recovery and 2 years later entered the Guinness Book of World Records as the youngest Briton to climb Mount Everest, aged only 23. He has since led groundbreaking expeditions across the world. I guess he has a show on...
I've heard about him not too long ago.
Discovery Channel, worst case scenario. Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls. I wonder if it's Grylls or Griles. Hell.
I have no idea. I think I've heard about that guy.
Well, I've never seen this man in my life, so now we know. He's an Everest mountaineer, best-selling author, and international speaker. He's also very dirty. I mean, there's mud all over his frickin' face. In every picture. So clearly he wants to make a statement.
Obviously.
Daniel says Bear is short for Edward. That makes sense.
I was just gonna say that makes perfect sense.
Oh, Bear equals Ted equals Edward. Okay, because Edward and Ted, yeah. That's just,
oh, haha.
One of those names that just doesn't work. I mean, you know.
No, not at all.
It's like those guys who, like, you know, just like call me Bob and their name is like, you know, Gary.
James.
James.
Yeah.
Did you get any warm lovin's for Mother's Day?
Not really. I mean, everybody said Happy Mother's Day, but that was about it. The little one made me this cute little teapot card, and inside it had a little tea bag and a little poem. I forget exactly what it said, but at the end it said, if you get upset with me, just sit back and relax with a cup of tea.
Oh.
So it was cute.
Did she come up with that herself?
I don't think so. It was printed out.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure it's just something they made at school. But she made me a flower pen, too.
How sweet.
Yeah, gotta love the little one. She hooks it up.
Yes, she knows. Well, she still does. Thinks it's cute, you know.
Oh, and I told him last night that all I wanted for Mother's Day was for the apartment to be clean. And,
the tall
she
odor.
Actually cleaned.
Wow.
The little one.
Aw.
The big one decides she wants to be sick today.
Ah, well, it's because she stayed up late last night talking to me.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, she started and, of course, nothing got finished.
Of course.
It's all good, though.
Oh, so Mr. Bear Grylls drinks his own piss when he's, you know, dehydrated in the middle of God knows where.
Disgusting.
Yes. And Daniel says...
So is he like Survivor Man or something?
Yeah, he is. He's got a rope over his shoulder, all that bullshit.
Oh, good God.
Daniel says lots of gays fancy his ruggedness. Ruggedness. Daniel finds him too posh. I don't fancy him at all, thank you very much.
I don't think I would either.
No. Anybody who wants to be called Bear...
Exactly.
Although he'd fit right into the gay populace. He's a bear.
I
no,
suppose.
Really.
Until he bites your head off.
Yes. And drinks your piss. Look out. So we've got Frank on the show tonight.
Yay!
Frank Cotolo is on.
Frank's been MIA for a long time.
Frank has been MIA. It'll be good to catch up. He hasn't been in chat. He hasn't been around. He didn't have a show on Thursday. Thought he died. He didn't.
Thank God.
Yep. It's just his entire studio broke down. So, heard he had to, you know, rebuild it. God knows we all know how that is.
Uh-huh.
So, that's why he didn't have a show this last Thursday. So, he was unable to promote this show. So, you know. We probably have no fans from Yokohama, Japan listening in today to hear Mr. Cotolo.
Aww.
But that's okay. They can download it later, because you can always get this show free on iTunes. And
that's right.
It is the last 8 episodes of The Fabulous D Show.
You just had to bring that up.
Yes.
Why?
So it's the big countdown.
The final countdown.
It's the final countdown, yes. Oh, now they're sending pictures of Bear.
You haven't gotten any, like, death threats about that yet?
No, I did get a lot of emails and a lot of post-it notes about how sad everyone is and how they hope I come back in some form or another.
But you didn't get my death threats?
No, I did not get those.
Damn Hotmail, it never works.
Yeah, I'm no, Daniel, I'm not a fan of this guy. No. He's not.
No bears.
No. He's just looks like a douchebag. He looks like he needs a punch in the face.
Oh God, one of them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you do your thing. You do your craft. It just so happens his is climbing mountains and being rugged in business. And then he's got to give in and take all these pictures washed up on the beach looking sexy and shit. Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on. No, I don't like that. Something about his face needs a smack. So
it's because you
just come into wildbunchchat.com and check all that out.
I'm going there right now. I need to go. I need to go.
Oh God, Jody found extra washing. She was washing all day yesterday, and now she's still washing.
She's got that much wash, huh?
Apparently, she's been a dirty girl.
Hmm.
We're gonna take a break.
Okay.
And we have a top 5.
Yay.
So we'll be back after these fabulous moments on the Fabulous D Show on Wild Bunch Radio. Come into chat, wildbunchchat.com. We're all there. Go on.
Were the unmended, the untended, cold soldiers of the shoe? Were the neglected, the never resurrected agonies of the few? Were the once kissed, unmissed, and always refused? Because we're the unfinished, and feared, and were never pursued. And just that easily, on my behalf, I come around, because I'm burning. The beasts of war feed only on the meats of war, and now I'm for carnage. Here's how my anguish frees. Destroy everyone, of course, because I'm unwanted and unsafe. And I'll take tears away with torments and rape, killings and fears not even the dead will escape. Encircling the guilty, ashamed, blameless, and enslaved, absolved, butchering their prejudice, patience, their value, because I'm without value. I'm the coming of every Holocaust, turning no lost, rending tissue, sinew, and bone, accepting no suffering. By me all levees will break, all silos heave. I will walk heavy, and I will walk strange. Because I am too soon, because without her, I am only revolutions of ruin. Because I am too soon, because without you, I am only revolutions of ruin.
We're always 16.
We're always 16. I'm the prophecy prophecies pass. My need dies at last. How oceans dry, islands drown, skies of salt crash to the ground. I turn the powerful, defy the weak. Only grass grows down abandoned streets. For a greater economy shall follow us, and it will be undone. And a greater autonomy shall follow us, and it too will be undone. And a greater feeling shall follow love, and it too we will blow to dust. For I am longings without trust, the cycloidal haste, freedom from Haley forever wastes. Dust cares only for dust, and time only for us. Because I am too soon, because without her, I am only revolutions of ruin. Because I am too soon, because without you, I am only revolutions of ruin.
We are always 16. Jam up, jam down, when dust falls, it jam all around. Catch us on the flip side.
This is Wild Bunch Radio, home of the illegal turkey sandwich.
That's a turkey sandwich.
Oh, turkey?
Yeah, not rooster.
Oh, never mind.
That's the call to the gate, and it's time for you to get in line, get in your stall, get out of your stall, put your saddle on, get going. I'm Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the program. The program is Cotolo Chronicles, and you can hear it right here on Wild Bunch Radio. Now, I'm not the kind of person who toots his own horn. In fact, I don't even have a horn, and I don't like to toot at all. No matter what it is, I don't like to toot. So you can bet your bottom dollar, your top dollar, your side dollar, and all the change you have in your pocket. And I'm going to be right here at Wild Bunch Radio every Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. for Cotolo Chronicles. Listen to me on Wild Bunch Radio, because you don't get any wilder, you don't get a bigger bunch than this. Cotolo Chronicles, coming to you from Wild Bunch Radio. Be here or go somewhere else.
She put the girl back into girl power.
she's 100% sex machine. Every man fears her. Every woman wants to be her.
Who, me? You must be joking.
Oh, man, I wish I could get my rack on cam.
What?
I beg your pardon?
Whoa, no.
You want to get your rack on cam on a pay-per-view basis?
I would have been a bit more suspicious if it was loopy. How can you
Well done, Zo.
Thank you.
Very, very well done.
Very nice.
Zoe's Bits and Pieces. Fridays.
Warning, warning, warning.
Okay, so the show's changed to Saturday nights instead. I haven't had time to make a promo, okay? From 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. EST, right here on Wild Bunch Radio.
To me, you are a diva.
Aw, oh, thank you, sweetie.
I see you shitting. Damn, you look good.
wish I could shit like that. But I can't. Because I have no butthole.
GoodJudy.com has fabulous scents for you to choose from, and now they offer magic bean candles. Let me tell you, they're the only magical beans I'll be buying. Visit GJ today and try a little something on. GoodJudy.com. Scent your world.
What is this thing called Amway? What does it do for you? Why are you so excited? How do your dreams come true?
Hey, this is Johnny Gators reminding you to tune into the Amateur Hour, the home of the original Dollar Bin Specials. Saturdays, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time till whenever, right here on the Wild Bunch Radio Network.
I said, mister, in this soap, there's a new life, there is hope. Lots of new friends every day. And now we have the money for our bills to pay. Independence, no clock to punch. I'm not a number lost in the bunch. I hold my head up high and reaching for the sky. I salute private enterprise and say, hooray for Amway.
I've been in bed with D, and it was so good.
In bed. I'm in bed with myself.
I've been in bed with D.
Was it good for you, D?
Hey, it's the artist D. Have you ever wondered why and how I could go around flaunting the term the internet's first superstar? Well, I was here first, and I'll tell you how and why in my new book, In Bed With Myself, The Making of the Internet's First Superstar.
I've been in bed with D, and it was so good.
Go to theartistd.com to order your copy today.
Some say superstar, and others just say, holy moly!
Oh dear, oh dear, oh.
And he doesn't even have the book yet. It's only $14.95. There's only 100 in stock, so you better get yours now.
Gonna ride a rocket ship out into.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mystery Tramp, presenter of Mystery Tramp Presents, keeping it alive and sharing the peace with all of you, right here on WildBunchRadio.com. You can check us out 24/7. And hear some of the best variety in the world. Right here on WildBunchRadio.com.
Shit, damn, cock, fuck, piss. We're back on the Fabulous D Show.
Rare form, I see. What's up?
I don't know. I've channeled something here.
Yeah, all the zombies from the trail, apparently.
Must be the zombies. Must be the blood flow, or the lack of. I'm a zombie. Running into shit. Running into the walls and things.
I think of worse things to run into.
Absolutely. And that was Only Revolutions by Mark Z. Danielewski, which his book, Only Revolutions, is available. And that was another Scissor Sisters tune. Little ditty that amused Jody. But did you know they're coming out? The Scissor Sisters' new album is at the end of June?
I did not.
Oh my god. It's called Nightwork. Sounds like it's going to be a hoot and a half.
You're excited, huh?
I am excited. They released one song as a teaser, but then they just released the single, and the single's absolutely horrible. It's like boring. Boring as hell. So I don't know how it's going to sound, but everyone's like, oh, it's going to be like the first album, not the second, because nobody liked the second one except me. So.
Okay.
Yes. So everyone has gathered, wildbunchchat.com, and we have a top five. Number five.
Sweet.
Man makes up robbery to get ride home. More of this going on. Out of La Plata, Maryland, the Charles County Sheriff's Office said a man called 911 and made up a story about being robbed so that he could get a ride home. Authorities said they were called to Hawthorne Road near Manor Drive in Ripley for a reported armed robbery on Thursday. The man told officers that he had been walking when a car stopped and someone put a gun to his head and demanded money. The man claimed to have complied and the suspects fled. But as officers searched the area and noticed inconsistencies of his account, the man admitted fabricating the robbery story because he wanted a ride home. He just didn't want to walk back home. He said his cell phone was out of minutes, and 911 was the only number that he could still call.
Oh my.
Charges are pending. Yeah. What the hell?
That's ridiculous.
I know. It kind of adds to my story today. You know, you get to the end of the road, and you don't want to turn around and go back. So just, you know, make up a robbery and call 911.
Call 911. Make a cop come.
Ridiculous.
Oh my.
Number four. Lord Jesus Christ hit by car.
What?
This out of Northampton, Massachusetts. A man named Lord Jesus Christ was hit by a car. Christ treated for minor facial injuries. The victim might have forgiven the woman who ran him down in a Massachusetts crosswalk, but police haven't. Police say a Pittsfield woman has been cited for running down a man named Lord Jesus Christ as he crossed a street in Northampton on Tuesday. The 50-year-old man is from Belchertown, Massachusetts. Officers checked his ID and discovered that, indeed, his legal name is Lord Jesus Christ. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor facial injuries. Police say 20-year-old Brittany Cantarella was cited for failing to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk as she hit Jesus.
Weird.
Wow. How would you like a name like that?
I wouldn't.
I wonder
not
if,
at all.
Wonder if his mama named him that or he just, you know, changed it.
Hard to say.
Gives a whole new meaning to taking the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, really.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, my.
Mm. Oh, my, indeed.
The shit people name their kids these days.
I know. Is there a whole Christ family, or... I don't know. It's hard to believe they'd get away with that, actually. As you know, they deny these name changes. Like that.
Right.
I wonder. Number three. Kid who drank dry ice says never again. This is Boston. One of three Everett Middle School students who drank melted dry ice on a dare said he'll never do something like that again. The students at the Sumner Witter Middle School ingested the ice Wednesday during a sixth grade science class after the boys dared each other to drink the toxic beverage. They did, and all three had to be rushed to the hospital. We didn't even think. Oh, there's a brilliant, brilliant quote. We were just daring each other, and I dared my friend to do it. It didn't turn out very good, Herman Sheriff, 12 years old, told Boston television station. The stunt could have killed them. Dry ice, often used to keep food frozen, is really carbon dioxide. 5 minutes later, my ribcage started to hurt, but then it went away because we drank it after the ice had melted, Herman said. He said the ice had been mixed with sand and water as part of an experiment. The principal explained that students were working on an experiment on gases. Very carefully, with a rubber glove, they took a piece of dry ice and put it in the beaker with the water. Blah, blah, blah. The principal defending their cautious nature to it until they, you know, drank it. Herman said then it felt like something squeezing inside of his stomach. I told them not to do it because, like, I said it was a dumb idea and it was just foolish, classmate was heard saying. I learned that I should never drink something that I don't know about. That's lesson one. Lesson two, never take your jokes too far, 12-year-old Herman says. He and another boy were at a home recovering Wednesday night, but a third child was still hospitalized for observation. Sheriff's mother, that's Herman, had some questions about how well the boys were being supervised. Oh, fuck off. Fuck off.
That's always the question.
It is. You weren't watching them. You fail. You let her, my little Herman, drink dry ice.
You've got 57 kids in your class. Exactly. And you weren't watching them.
Exactly. Number two. And you may have heard this one. I saw some outrage of this one on Facebook. Students in U.S. flag shirt sent home. In Morgan Hill, California, 5 students got in trouble at school for wearing U.S. flags on Cinco de Mayo. School officials at Live Oak High told those students they would have to either go home or turn the shirts inside out. They said they were told school officials were concerned the shirts would trigger fights on campus. "We knew it was Cinco de Mayo, but we just came to show our flag," said one student, Dominic. "We didn't mean anything by it. We didn't want to start anything. Nothing like that." 4 of the 5 students who wore American flags or patriotic colors on campus later attended a meeting with the superintendent. They were facing unexcused absences because they chose to go home early rather than take off what they were wearing. "They said we had to wear our t-shirts inside out and then we could go back to class. We said no. It would be disrespectful to the flag by hiding it."
Your new kids were so patriotic.
Yeah. Especially in California.
I know, right?
Speaking of the school administrator, he said, "If you wear it on any other day, it's fine. But just because it's today, you can't wear it." He said it was inappropriate to wear the shirt because it's supposed to be a Mexican day, and we're supposed to be honoring Mexicans.
Okay.
I didn't
so if they come in with a Mexican flag on their t-shirt any other day of the year, they're going to have to turn it inside out then?
Apparently, especially if they wore it on the 4th of July, which it later says.
Oh, God. Thank God there's no school on the 4th of July.
Yes. "We're not mad that they wore their stuff," said the superintendent, "but we're mad that we were asked," or said the student, "we're mad to change our stuff. We couldn't, but they could still wear their stuff." That was confusing, clearly. Teenage remark. "I would have taken my stuff off if they had taken their stuff off, too." Oh, God, too much stuff in these sentences.
Some, I know, right?
Some Mexican-American students said they thought wearing red, white, and blue on Cinco de Mayo was very disrespectful. "It's just kind of disrespectful that they would do that on this day," said one student. "I mean, we don't go around on the 4th of July wearing red, white, and green and saying Viva Mexico, because that's disrespectful." One student showed a Mexican flag belt buckle he wore Wednesday. He disagreed with the way the American flag-wearing kids were treated. "I think it was kind of going overboard with the suspension, but it also kind of disrespectful, because it is our day."
Can they say disrespectful any more times?
Yeah. Clearly that was, like, fed to them by the media. That was probably in the question was, "Do you find this disrespectful?" They're like, "Yes, yes, it was disrespectful." Because any other day, they don't know the word disrespectful.
I know, right? They don't even know the word respectful.
That too.
Ah, kids today.
Yeah. Really, I didn't know that Cinco de Mayo was like an American holiday. As in, really. Like, I know it's something that everyone kind of uses it as an excuse to go out and drink. But I didn't realize that it was taken quite as seriously as this paints it.
It's really not.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, that it just sneaks up on you. Suddenly everyone's quote-unquote celebrating it. It's kind of like, you know, the 9/11 holiday. And
it's a bandwagon.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I don't know. I just find it odd that they're calling it their day, and no one ever handed out the memo saying that Cinco de Mayo was their day. Here.
I never got the memo.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not something we ever celebrated back in the day. Number one. A little follow-up from our previous story about the tough policies of Dubai. the couple that was charged with having sex in their car has won. A Dubai appeals court has thrown out a public indecency conviction and a month's prison sentence for a Pakistani couple accused of having sex in their car after the pair claimed they were together in a private place. We're definitely happy and a little bit surprised. Usually this type of thing goes in a different way, said the lawyer. The 28-year-old man and the 24-year-old wife, who remain in Dubai, successfully argued in the appeals court that their car should be treated like a private house. Their lawyers argued that because of the car's tinted windows, a policeman who had raised the charge could not have seen what the couple were doing. Damn good tinted windows. Police initially suspected something was awry when they spotted the car at the center parking lot after dark and twice attempted to see inside the vehicle. Ah, so they couldn't see inside the vehicle. They then knocked and saw a naked man rolling down the window. The ruling is the latest in a string of cases involving sex in Dubai, a cosmopolitan city with the most lenient social codes in the Gulf. God, once again, I mean, this was the one we were talking about, who somebody got thrown in prison for messaging on their phone with something smutty.
Oh, God.
And this is the most lenient social code city in the Gulf? In March, a British couple were sentenced to a month in jail for passionately kissing in public, while an Indian couple was sentenced to 3 months in jail after exchanging steamy text messages. But they went to jail. The couple who was having sex in their car, using it as their private house, they get off. Again. And boy, did they get off.
Of course they did. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
I don't know. All these stories on our top five do not make me want to go to Dubai.
I don't want to go to Dubai ever.
Never, ever, ever. So that takes care of that, doesn't it?
That was quick.
It was quick. But you know, that's how we do things. That's how we roll.
That is. That's probably how it was for the poor couple in the car.
I know. When he was rolling down the window. It's like, shit,
man. Damn, it's over.
She's like, hurry up. When we come back, we've got Frank Cotolo.
Right on.
Right on. He's coming to talk to us about his new book, Molotov Memoirs, available now.
The awesome.
Closest to an autobiography he could write without telling the truth. So we'll be back after these fabulous messages and other such things on the Fabulous D Show, WildBunchRadio.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
these people!
This is Mac Danger inviting you to join me every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern for the Soylent Radio Show, where we go on a four-hour mind-expanding audio thrill ride that is out of this world, right here only on WildBunchRadio.com. I play a wide variety of music from pop, rock, metal, classic, alternative, funk, punk, industrial, and you also hear some of the best of the underground from independent artists across the globe you won't hear anywhere else. And of course, there's always sheer audio madness to bring the fun. Broadcasting live from Better Ghettos and Gardens, where it doesn't just get crazy anymore, it gets downright batshit insane. So tune in every Sunday at 9 p.m. and join us for another edition of Soylent Radio.
Soylent breed is people!
Are you ready for another helping of venison stew? That's what we thought.
Oh, so good.
Every Tuesday from 4 to 6, and every Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Here on
WildBunchRadio.com.
Danger.
Keep your danger.
Get out your racing form, pour yourself some Yukon Jack, sit back and relax. The Frank is on. That's right, it's Cotolo Chronicles every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. on WBRN. That's WildBunchRadio.com. So tune in, chill out, and listen to all of Frank's millions and squillions and billions of guests, and even sometimes better, just himself on Wild Bunch Radio. Hey, you. First you get fabulous, then you get dangerous. It's the Artist D and Mac Danger. The party starts every Sunday night with me, the Artist D, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on The Fabulous D Show, and reaches an orgasmic pitch with Soylent Radio at 9, hosted by the one and only Mr. Dangerous. Tune in for a wild mix of underground talk, followed by the audio thrill ride of your lifetime, all live on WildBunchRadio.com. Listen to Zoe's Bits and Pieces every Saturday night at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. She's got some enormous hits. Hits, I said hits. Want more commentary and Easter eggs throughout the week? Fuck the Easter Bunny. Sign up for the Diva newsletter at theartistd.com.
Broadcasting from between the folds of time and space, you're listening to WildBunchRadio.com.
And we're back on the Fabulous D Show. Molotov Memoirs is what we're talking about, and I believe that's Frank Cotolo over there.
Have you already been talking about this?
We've mentioned it a little bit.
Good.
Just a
good.
Little bit.
That's pretty much what's going on across these great United States of ours.
Everyone's talking about Frank Cotolo.
I can't go anywhere. Somebody doesn't mention the name of this book.
I know.
That's
it's,
awesome.
It's everywhere. Frank Cotolo, welcome to the Fabulous D Show. Welcome back to the Fabulous D Show.
Yes. How are you? I said hello to Vanilla while we were waiting.
Yes.
It has been so long since I talked to you guys.
I know. It's been forever. We haven't seen the Frank in, like, ages.
We've missed you.
What's with this guy?
I know. He's just, he gets all busy and writes a book, and then we don't see him. He's off touring and shit.
Oh, he's just too much. Try to get a hold of him. Yeah, well, here he is. I'm here for you guys.
We've got the exclusive. This is your second interview about this, I think, on Internet Radio.
Yes, I was on the edge a couple of weeks ago.
On the edge?
I was on the edge.
And you didn't jump, so you're here. Good.
And so I'm making my rounds. I'm making all my rounds and trying to be as promotional-minded as possible. But, you know, I don't look at this as promotion.
No.
I look at this as public service.
Well, it is a public service.
Because I think, you know, other people write books and they go out and they just try to sell them. I wrote this book and now I'm out there trying to help people with their lives, knowing that this is going to help them through the hardest times they will ever have.
It really will. It'll lift their spirits. It'll lift them out of a dark place.
Right. And what more can anyone do?
Really? You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
So this.
Well, I am now open to any questions at all about this book available in limited distribution.
Limited
right
distribution.
Now.
Limited distribution. Why is it limited distribution?
Right now, well, it's kind of like what you do with a really hot movie. When a really hot movie comes out, it's only available like in certain theaters, you know.
True.
And then it splashes, and then you know comes along, and the word gets out, and people start talking about it, and then it's ready for mass distribution. So we decided to do it, well, we decided, the publisher decided to do it slowly, and then to do it in the areas of our particular activity, which would be like, you know, alternative broadcasting,
yes,
and underground press and all stuff like that, and then just it's going to just splash out into the content industry, and before you know it, you know, there'll be a holiday named after something.
And there will be people standing outside of bookstores with huge poster board sized pictures of the front cover, that your mug on the front cover.
Yeah, that strange
demanding
and I'll tell you this, you know, already there is this week, if not next week or sometime this week, a racehorse will be born into the world.
Yes,
with the name, and someone's going to name it Molotov Memoirs.
This is very exciting for you.
Yeah.
You get a horse.
So already, that's what it is. So
absolutely. So now, for those who don't know, Frank Attolo is the godfather of internet broadcast talk radio. Comes from a long line of broadcasting. And you've got this book. Now you write. That's what you do. You write a lot of things. And you've had books before.
Yes,
you have books. You have books right now written on Lulu.com. So, what's so special about this new one, Molotov Memoirs?
A couple of things. Number one, it is the closest thing I could. You know, while I was writing all this other stuff and essays and blogs and things like that, people got to know me, and they would say things like, "Well, you have such a storied past. Why don't you write an autobiography?"
Right.
I went, well, because, you know, all this stuff in dribs and drabs is very interesting, but when you really come down to it, who cares what I've done, where I've been, who I've met? So I started to write these essays, these little essays about things that I did and people I knew and stuff like that, and it's just turned into a number of stories, and then I was just going to put them together and put them out, but my good friend and co-publisher, who, of course, is the man who designed the book, Stefan Gesick, he said, you know what? He said, these stories inspired me to make this book into something a little different than just a bunch of words on paper. Mm. He says, I got ideas. They inspire me to draw. And he's an artist. He's an art director in Hollywood. He does television and movies and stuff. And he said, how about if I take these stories and draw something special for every story and blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, we had a project, you see. And it was a bigger project than just putting out a book on Lulu or just getting anything. You know, it turned out to be a real project. I said, well, that would be fascinating to have a book that wasn't just a book with my junk in it, but something that you could actually hold, something you could feel, an experience, a book. Do you realize in this day and age when everything is cyber written and everything goes over a screen, to have a actual piece of art, something that you could hold and have an intimate experience with, that is a piece of literature and art, is appealed to me. So I said,
yes.
Okay, Stefan, I said, let's do that. Actually, I call him Steph.
Yes, and you have to say T, Stefan. You forgot the T.
T, Stefan. Well, actually, the T stands for Thaddeus, and I call him Thaddeus. It's his name. It's Thaddeus.
Yes.
I don't know who gets a name like that anymore. If you're not the first.
Anymore, especially.
So I call him Thad. But anyway, I said, fine, let's do that. And the next thing you know, this thing. So this project didn't start out as this project. It just kind of had legs. And so I put all the stories together, and then I said, oh, my God, I don't have a name for it. And then it all just came together. And here it is. And I was, you know, I didn't put one story in there that I didn't completely, absolutely adore myself, because I always felt about writing that if I liked what I write, then I could feel good about releasing it, and there would be other people who would feel good about reading it.
It's true. I am holding it right now.
Oh, wow, you have it in your hand.
I have it in my hand, yes. I have not yet had an intimate experience with it, or an intimate encounter, but I have read it, and I'm holding it.
Well, wait, if you've read it, and you've looked at the pictures, and you've...
I guess I have been intimate with it.
Yes, you have. That's an intimacy. It was you and the book sat there. You sat there with the book, and there was nothing but my words, his pictures, the whole feel of the book, the actual piece of art, and you. That is the intimate experience.
You're on to something. It's like it's some sort of mental book sex.
Oh, without a doubt. I think it's... Now, it might just be me, but I think it's better than sex.
Wow. Now, that's maybe saying that's a lot me. About this book.
That is saying maybe a lot.
Maybe that's just me. But
it could
know.
Well, you know how they say, you know, we authors, we always think the next book is the best, so it always is.
Right.
And who would know, right. You know, that Marilyn Monroe was your babysitter?
Exactly. You see, there's so many things in this book that people could really learn about me,
you.
My character, and, you know, in any great book, in any great piece of fiction, or any great piece of history,
yes.
And let's face it, who can tell the difference between fiction and right and nonfiction?
True.
Right?
I've said it in my own book that, you know, I wrote it, and mine was definitely, you know, as I saw it, but that was my disclaimer. This is the truth as I saw it. I'm sure everyone else remembers it quite differently.
Exactly. So, but the thing you can be absolutely sure about when you read this book is that the personality in this book who goes through every one of those stories is indeed me. I have been bearing my soul as I never have.
It's definitely Frank. Because I know you.
I know you.
I happen to know you. And reading these stories, I thought that's definitely Frank.
And that is the consistent thread throughout. As bold as I might be to admit that is me. It is me.
Well, to me, they're like fairy tales. They're like, not to say that they're in the fairy tale category, but they sound like these dreams to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something that would come out of my head after a delusion, and a good delusion, you know, like I woke up in a room and there was Angelina and Christina Aguilera buttering a bagel, you know.
Right.
That's how these, every I one of these.
I have been in, physically, in reality, I have been in the presence of so many of the people who are in this book.
Yes.
Could
you say all or just... Most.
Some. But in a sense, all. Because after a certain time, everything everything personified is that thing, even though it changes faces. Mm-hmm. For instance, there is truly no difference between a Marilyn Monroe, a Brigitte Bardot, a Suzanne Somers, and you see what I'm saying? It's like when you get to that particular template, you really do know them all.
There is,
you know,
some,
I mean,
wisdom
really
to that, yes.
All.
About the meaninglessness of Hollywood. You know, interchangeable parts.
Yeah, the similarity of egos, of people, of legend, of everything. You put it all together. And so that's why I think I was able to... You know, there's nothing in this book that's really made up, in a sense. Mm-hmm. And every place that exists in this book exists in real life. Many of the things that happen in this book happen. You could do research on this book, and you could not disprove that I was not at that place at that time. Because it really is all based on things. For instance... There's the part about, you know, when I go away to China with my friend to every weekends in China.
Yes.
And there's a story in there. One of the stories is called Another Chinese Weekend.
Yes.
And I go with my friend. Well, you know, you can research and you could find that there actually was that what happened to us really happened.
Yes.
In China.
It's so detailed. All of them are so detailed in that sense.
Right.
that I read some of them and think, God, you must have done a lot of investigation on some facts.
Well, yes, but not just that, because there's really a lot of it wasn't that research. In other words, I've taken, this is why it really, the title makes so much sense, because it is actually a blend of so many things I know about, I've done, and you know, and put it all together in a kind of a cocktail, as a Molotov cocktail would be, in this, you know, just put all these things together, and it will explode into something, a story, and that's exactly what it means, because all these memories might not be in reality one next to another, but they're all facts, and they all come together, and they all will, you know, explode into a story. So
very good description of the title. I love the title, Molotov Memoirs. You just can't say it enough.
It's true. When I thought of it, I said that's the name of it, and then I tested it with people, and they went, "Oh my God, yes. I want to read that book." Just from the title.
Yeah, it's one of those books. It's like In Bed With Myself, Molotov Memoirs. These are titles,
exactly.
People.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, because you've actually experienced that understanding. Right?
Well, who better? I think you and I should win an award for the titles that we've come up with.
We should. Titles alone.
Because, I mean, who wouldn't want to read a book called Like a Goat in a Hailstorm?
Exactly.
It just comes across. And your others on Lulu, they all have that type of... And these are all very Bukowski-ish titles to me. You know, he had all those long titles. Just kind of ran on. This one isn't long,
yeah.
but your other ones are, I think, just like mine.
They're not, mine aren't that long, but I know what you mean. Yes, they are. They definitely intrigue and attract the a reader, which is, let's face it, it's like a good headline.
Exactly.
You know? Like a good headline, but
before we came on the air, I was reading the one about your trip to visit your friend who dusted the Large Hadron Collider.
Oh, yes,
and that was one with the facts, so many facts about it that it was just hysterical.
So in a sense, also, this is a very educational book.
It is. It really is.
I don't know where else you could learn enough about the Dutch masters, painters, as much as you can in this book.
That was very, yes, exactly.
And the real names of many of our esteemed rap artists.
Yes. Rubbing elbows with, I would love to name off a few, but I've forgotten them myself, but yes.
But they're real. You know, that's all real. That's what I meant about it. I mean, you can look into it, and
absolutely.
I hasn't. And that's the very strong factor of any good fiction has a level, a veneer, if you will, of fact that makes it almost not. It makes it almost real, and that's of course what makes great fiction.
Right. A lot of Tom Jones in here.
That might be an opinion. I mean, because I guess, you know, some people would say, well, Lord of the Rings was, you know, and nothing was real, but it was great. And I'm, well, okay, well, then that's not what I mean. I mean in this genre.
Right. There's a lot of Tom Jones in here.
Tom Jones is in there,
I got a lot of Tom Jones, though.
A lot of Tom Jones?
I don't know if it was just me, because I have a thing for Tom Jones, don't we all? But I got the feeling that there was a lot of Tom Jones in here.
Tom is a fascinating character, and I felt that he really fit. And
I think I can picture you and Tom getting along.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And definitely one that I know you've certainly at least bumped into, if not had cocktails.
Oh,
with.
Yeah. After a while, it's hard for me to know who I did or didn't. There are some people in there there are some people I didn't, but there are many.
Well, I imagine, like, my Miley Cyrus comes to mind.
Who?
Miley Cyrus. Wasn't she in here?
There are some younger. Yes. There are some younger people in there. But you know, I tend to think that, you know, in my in my vast experience in the pop culture world, that somewhere along the line there was a Miley Cyrus.
Oh, definitely.
Type, and you know what I mean? There were.
It shows, though, some of the references you make, I don't even know. So
wow! So I really got
yeah, and it sounds like way newer stuff that I don't even know. And I'm sure you have met a Miley Cyrus, but not the. But who would want to?
Right, exactly. That, yes. But yeah, they're out there.
Yeah, and tell us about the artwork is just great. Obviously, yeah. Steph. Bad is very talented.
He is so terrific. And
what is this?
A lot of that stuff is soon to will appear, and they're going to make a T-shirt line out of it.
A Molotov Memoirs T-shirt line.
Yeah, they're going to take some of those great pictures that he's done.
They're great pictures.
And
how? Where did you meet him? Know him from?
He is married to. To a Hollywood director who is the co-author of a screenplay based on another book I wrote, which is we've been working on trying to get made a movie for a couple of years now.
Right.
So people know people know people.
People are the luckiest people.
People, that's right. And people who know people
in the world
are the luckiest people in the world.
Send in the clowns. Yeah. And he draws on your coffee bags. What's he drawn?
Oh, yes, that's right. For the longest time, these people have been suppliers of coffee for my radio program, and for me. And they supply me with this great coffee. And he draws on the coffee bags. So I have all this original art of his.
Fabulous. One day it'll be on eBay.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great.
It is. Now, you weren't on the air this Thursday.
I know. It's just, I had a...
Dick Nickel tech difficulties?
I had, my zeros and ones. I had exploded. My zeros and ones just collided. I had a Hadron Collider, yeah. So to speak.
The previous week was when you said zeros and ones, what crap, or something like that.
I know, yeah. I had Dusty on the show, and I was having all sorts of crazy.
I want that on my Molotov Memoirs shirt on the back. Just zeros and ones, not crap.
Yeah, you really caught on to that, didn't you?
I like it because it's true. I've learned to not like the zeros and ones. You know,
it just gets to me. It gets to me.
It does.
And there I was. And then all of a sudden, you know what happened? It's happened to you. It's happened to all of us, right? All of a sudden, there was this grinding noise. Does it always start with that grinding noise?
It always starts with all of a sudden. And then
the
grind. It always starts with all of a sudden. Then the grinding noise, yes.
Yeah, all of a sudden. There's that and this, and everything starts to fall.
Or it also starts with, you wouldn't believe what just happened. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe
what crap. So you had to rebuild your studio, but you'll be back next Thursday.
I hope so. I'm still having a little trouble retrieving some of my regular programs. But,
and that is Cthulhu Chronicles on Thursday night live.
Yeah.
What time? 8? 6?
9 Eastern.
9 Eastern. That's 6 o'clock Pacific. And who knows what it is for those Londoners. Mm-hmm. Of whom the WildBunchChat.com chat room is just going crazy about Molotov Memoirs too. They're very excited.
Are they?
Yes, Jody said it was a lovely book cover. She liked it.
Well, if they like that art,
it yeah.
The art throughout it is just.
It's good short stories too. You don't have to.
Yes.
You don't have to dedicate your life to reading this book. Just
That's
a little
true.
Bit at
and
a time.
I never
short, intimate experiences.
Yes, and I, you know, I mean, you know me, because that's the way I've always been. It's like, you know, if you could, I don't want to demand a tremendous amount from people's lives, but any bit that they give me, I am always so appreciative. So very
absolutely. And I love the Brigitte Bardot story with the neckties, as I've told you. It is my favorite.
Yes.
It's always been my favorite since the very beginning, whenever I saw it first.
I like the fact that so many people, that there's so many different, it appeals to, in so many ways to so many different people. You know, like to some people, you know, like you like that one, and then somebody else goes, oh my God, I love the Peace Corps story. In fact, you know what they're doing? There's some friends of the artists in Hollywood. They're using the Peace Corps story, which is a lot of pretty much dialogue. The whole story is pretty much dialogue. And actors are using it to, you know, as a... you know, practice and...
A good one, and you saved the best for last. It's the last story.
It is, yeah.
And it was more. You know, I was very sad to see that I was at the last story, and then it went just...
Well, then you know it's a good book if I leave you wanting for more.
Absolutely. I was... It was good. I mean, they take me away. That's why I said they were like fairy stories. Just disconnected
me. Right, okay, in that respect, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was an unplugging and a humorous type of deal. Oh, yes, Jody said it was absolutely gorgeous, Frankie baby.
Oh, hello, Jody.
Yes. Yes, everyone's in chat. Zoe's here, Mama's here.
Ismi's here.
Ismi's here.
Oh, Ismi. Well, I want everybody to know that what you need to do is your library, if you have any kind of library that you have to have this book in your...
Absolutely. Where can they get it?
Well, right now, limited distribution.
Limited distribution. So you got to get it right away, first of all.
No, you know, but I think don't wait, though.
Don't wait.
Don't wait. It's like I was telling people the last time I was on my show, some person said to me, well, you know, I'll go get it at the library. And I went, no. No.
And I saw
we're
those.
We're not letting it go to libraries, okay? No. You must have.
I like that. We're not giving this to libraries at all.
Yeah, no, we're not. You got to have this. You've got to buy it. It's got to be yours. There is the right of possession. Remember, when you buy something and it becomes yours, that suddenly it's yours, and that helps you with the intimate experience, you know what I mean?
True, because you get to hold it, and you know, you paid good money for it. So you get it on blurb.com.
Yeah, you tell them, you know.
On blurb.com, and then you type in Frank Cotolo?
Sure.
Okay, and then you buy it.
Yeah, and it'll come to you.
It will come to you.
Yeah.
You'll get it. And you'll get it.
And you'll get it. And you'll open it.
You'll open it, and you will just engulf it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the perfect coffee table book. I mean, this book makes me want to buy a coffee table.
Doesn't it? That's right.
Yes.
It's a coffee table book that makes you want to buy a coffee table if you don't have one.
Exactly. Because until now, I've had no reason to put anything on a coffee table. But this book, it's changed my outlook on coffee tables.
And it is also the kind of book that that you will, when you do have this intimate experience, you'll tell somebody else about it, but you won't want to loan them yours.
Exactly. You'll never get this back.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's why you can be emailed now at a specific email address, and you'll tell them where to send it if they need it signed. Is this true?
That is absolutely true.
Because you are signing copies.
Yes, and there aren't, it's not like you're going to get any signing copies unless you do something like that. There's not a lot out there. Someone said to me, the publisher, in fact, said to me, how about if we send you a whole bunch of copies, you sign them, and I went, no, because if there are a lot signed, that reduces the value of a signed copy.
So you've got to go out of your way to get this one signed.
Exactly. And once you do, you then you obtain something extremely more valuable. and the person next to
you. Yeah, and speaking of, like, you know, libraries and distribution and all that, I saw, and this is, of course, no insult to anyone who may ever say this to any author or creator or any of your Facebook friends. However, I did see those comments saying, I have a birthday coming up. This would make a great present, Frank.
Did you see? Yes.
I did. And I find that as a creator equally annoying. You know, I hate when everyone's like, well, where's my copy?
Exactly. It's like when there were people who knew me, and who do still know me, and they heard about the book and they went, am I in it?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought maybe this was a kind of a, you know.
Well, exactly. They hear autobiography. They think, of course, I'm in it, which is the first thing I did when I called you up. Frank, I'm not in it.
That's right.
but I had already known that that was the catchphrase for the book. I didn't expect to be in it. Okay, maybe a little.
And in another way,
and,
you are.
And in a way, another, just like Marilyn, in a way, I am.
Right, exactly.
Some prototype of me in there somewhere. So you're not giving away copies for people's birthdays. Thank goodness.
No, I'm not giving. No, not at all. This is a you know, a commercial enterprise in many ways, but it's a good one because because this isn't just a book. This is a book you need. I don't know how to, like, you know, Billy Graham said it before, but I still think that, you know, it's true. This is a book you need. You need to have this. Because you are in it, in a way, and everything, and there's so many things that,
we're all in it.
Yeah, it is. It's such a universal and important part of, let's put it this way, it might be about, in a way, about me, but it's such an important thing for you. This goes for you too, Vanilla.
Really?
Yeah, it's Vanilla over
there.
I'll have
to check it out. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm a forgotten child today.
Oh, well, you know, you can chime in at any time. Anything you have to say about Molotov Memoirs or...
I'm enjoying this.
My life is an open book.
Yes. Yes, do you have any questions for Frank? Yeah.
My life is an open book, and now you have the book that you can open.
Exactly.
And that's right.
There you go, you know.
It's quite quality. I do like. I just looked at the spine. I never looked at the spine before. It's a nice. It's a nice spine. It's. I was noticing the font. This is why I'm an author, because I'm like, oh, it's a different font. Than the front.
Steph is a great artist. I don't know if anybody out there. Most people, well, maybe there are people out there who are acquainted with, there's a comedian called, his name is Daniel Tosh. Does anyone know him?
Mm.
Tosh 2.0 or 1.0?
Exactly. You know the show.
Yes, I know the show.
I do not.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, Steph, the man who designed this book and did all the artists, is the art director of that program.
Wow.
Awesome.
And that's his current program. He's also done storyboards for movies and stuff, and he does movies and everything. But he is currently he works with Daniel Tosh on that show. So everything, so he's the art designer of that program. So
where is this show?
It's on Comedy Central.
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty awesome show,
and people like it because it has to do with. All the things that happen, and it has to do with internet. Videos? It's the original internet video program, right?
Oh, someone was telling me about this. Maybe even Vanilla was telling me about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Daniel Tosh is a stand-up comedian, and he's a young guy, and he's really cool, and everybody likes him and stuff. So that's where what Steph does.
Yeah, we were having a conversation earlier about Bear Grylls. Do you know Bear Grylls, Frank?
Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls. That's his name.
What is a? Is that a name of a guy?
The name of a guy. Yeah, and everyone in chat was like, "Oh yeah, Bear Grylls." I'm like, "Who the? No, I had no idea."
Everybody knows Bear Grylls.
Everyone knows Bear Grylls, and apparently
Bear Grylls.
But then they tell me Bear is short is short for Edward.
Bear is short for Edward?
Yes.
Oh, well, that explains it.
I know. I thought you'd appreciate that. I guess he's some British guy who climbed Mount Everest at age 23 or something, and when he's dehydrated, he drinks his own piss. I don't know. They were talking about it earlier.
Oh, really?
Wow,
there's an act.
I guess he has a Discovery Channel show or so, but I knew you'd appreciate that that name.
Bear Grylls.
Speaking of people I've not heard of, you know, same line, same thing. Yeah, but you know, I don't watch television. I've got
That's
other
right.
things to do.
That's
I have
right.
books
yeah.
to write and radio shows to end. You know, you're starting off our final eight here. You're giving a kickoff to the final.
The big Ocho, huh?
Yes, it's time to
close
you'll
the be
book.
Back.
Oh, I'll be back. You know, I'll be back.
You'll be back.
Absolutely. That's what they
We've
keep
been
saying.
Been saying that.
Yeah. It's true, though. I will.
Yeah, in one form or another.
Form or another, yes.
Back in one form or another.
And on your show, too. I look forward to being. I haven't been on your
show
for a
while. Well, you'll still be around anyway.
I'll be around. You know.
We will eventually announce some kind of a monthly thing. That
We will resuscitate monthly.
Yeah, we'll do something. We'll do something again together. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I've not been on Cthulhu Monthly Cthulhu Chronicles either for
that's right.
quite a while.
That's right. Well, that's because we had that problem with the...
It's true. You've seemed to fix that problem, or maybe it was my problem. Who knows?
No, not just that. We had the Bone Garden problem.
Right.
Which you'll be...
Skyping.
You'll be on that Bone again, Garden show. Sorry. Freudian memoirs.
Yeah, Molotov Memoirs by Frank Cthulhu. Good book. It's an intimate experience.
You.
Didn't you say this book broke up someone because he was reading in bed?
Yes. So there have been marital. There have been a couple of more than
marital
one.
Marital difficulties.
I can't say it. Matrimonial discrepancies.
Oh,
that I can say, right?
That
there have been some matrimonial discrepancies because read it. You shouldn't read it in bed if you sleep with someone, because you'll laugh out loud and wake them up, and they'll be all pissed off.
Well, because you're being intimate with the book. You're cheating on
That's right. It's not just
book.
The fact that they wake them up because they're laughing. It's
exactly.
actually that it's like, excuse me, are you having more fun with that book than you would be having with me who sleeps with you?
Absolutely.
And then it causes the, you know, the typical jealousy and the stuff that goes on. And next thing you know, you're in divorce court.
Absolutely. It's well worth it, though.
I think it's worth it. And I'm willing to take that risk and to have, you know. So I'm. I'll take full responsibility.
Absolutely, and I totally. You know, I'm always. Everyone needs to buy this, just because everyone needs to support the artists, the true artists. I mean, you know, anybody else can just give these things away, but you know, you took good time out of your time to write this.
Not only that, but people like you and I have been giving.
So much. Yeah, I mean, you've done Cthulhu Chronicles for centuries.
Yeah.
For free.
Exactly. I have given up myself so much, and there's so many people who have gained some kind of advantage here or there for in their lives based on the things that I've given for absolutely no cost and never asked for anything. And here now is a chance for them to say to come back. You know, here's a little something back, Frank, and so here's your chance.
That's how I think of it. When it came out, you know, it was just like, you've done so much, and always have kept us entertained weekly, and I know what a pain in the ass that is sometimes, and how enjoyable it is, of course, but, you know, you've dedicated your life, in one way or another, to broadcasting weekly, and it's just, you know, you don't charge usually, so why not? Why not give
Never
a little
have
something?
I ever asked anybody Never. For anything, no less any kind of money at all.
Exactly.
Never. For anything that I've done and anything they've gotten out of it. So now's the time.
Yes. Well, I feel the same way with all those people out there on my list saying, "Where's mine? Where's my beautiful gift? It'll make a great gift. Give me one."
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, we just have stacks of these things laying around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which yeah, because you write them just to give them away.
Exactly. Well, some of
so
us
now's
do.
Now's your chance. You know, it's not like, you know, now's your chance to say thank you.
Absolutely. So say thank you to Frank.
And it's not just, you know, and it's not like charity thank you. It's like, hey, you're getting the Class A product here.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's not like you've got the PayPal button.
Like, it's not like PBS.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you something with my face on it that you could put your groceries in when you leave a little bag. Like they do on PBS. I'm gonna give you a reorganized batch of Jay and the Americans songs on a CD. I'm giving you parts of my heart, my soul, and my mind here. You know, you're getting something. So consider it as a, you know, there's plenty of people out there buying stuff of people that they're not getting. So there it is. So it's
to
not
think,
like that.
To think of all the things people waste their money on when they could just buy our stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not sarcasm whatsoever, people. It really is. I mean,
yeah.
They go to Target every day and buy
we're
crap.
It's a real thing.
And you could buy something quality. Quality, top-of-the-line product. So you can thank Frank Cotolo for all he does by going to blurb.com and searching for Frank Cotolo, Molotov Memoirs. Great book.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
So, I have to check it out.
Absolutely.
But not at the library.
No.
No. Well, you won't get it at the library.
No.
Somebody will donate it someday, I'm sure.
I'm sure. One of these days we'll see this book on Amazon used books or something. Like your other
right.
one, which went for millions of dollars or something.
Yes. Yes. Pony Player went for some big money, and it's still going for way more than it was ever published, than it ever cost, so...
Yeah, I mean, you're quite the guy. They have books people don't even know.
That's why you should buy one copy to read and be intimate with and have fun with, handle, fondle, and then one copy that you just put in plastic and put it away somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. Stuff it under the bed for, you know, a rainy day, and then one of these days it'll be on eBay. A Frank Cotolo set will be on eBay, you know.
Yep.
All these things long gone and shows, archived shows. It's a big deal. Cotolo is a big deal. So will you be touring the country for this?
Well, I am. Going to eventually. I'm going to be going to the West Coast, and we're going to be doing some promotion out there. And probably when the T-shirts are getting when the T-shirt part of it is getting cracking, and when I can get out there, and we're going to do some more unique bookstore appearances and signings and things like that, and some media stuff. So that should happen. Maybe that'll happen at the end of the summer. It's according to when we can get this stuff together.
Right.
We're just we're working at it. So I will be doing some major city. I should be doing some major city.
Coming to a city near you.
To a city, perhaps somewhere near you.
Somewhere near you. Yes, and then request Cotolo at all of your local not so famous bookstores. It should be the you don't want to patronize.
And remember, when I show up at a bookstore and I do a book signing, I will sign any book.
Exactly.
It's not just my book. It's a book signing. You buy another book. I'll sign it. I don't care.
Absolutely. So is there anything coming up with Cotolo Chronicles that we should know about?
know about.
Just had your Derby show. That was good. Enjoyable,
yeah,
always.
Yeah, that's the usual. We got the usual stuff. But coming up, I don't know, I think I have anything particular. I don't think I have anything particularly scheduled at the moment. But, you know, there's always some surprise, and there's always some fascinating stuff going on over there, as long as we can get it going. And I think we will be able to. The problem is not getting it going this week.
Yes.
The problem is, you know, we need to record it as we do it live so that we could get it so people can download it and stuff and make it podcast it and do all that stuff.
Everywhere.
So I'm just having some software issues in terms of getting it, you know. But we should be on this week. And
hopefully, yes. Things
will be
good.
Okay.
I hope so.
We'll be back in action.
I'm sure. Oh. I just went totally blank. I was reading the chat room, and they were talking about quality, value, and convenience.
Good. Yes. Good. QVC. I want everybody in the chat room there now when this is over to go to blurb.com, go get yourself a copy of the book.
Absolutely. Because they can find more about you. What's your blog spot?
More about me?
More about you, your blog, and everything, you're everywhere. Well, the web is lousy with Cotolo, I've heard.
The web is, yeah, you know, the best thing to do is to just, if you want to know anything, just Google me.
Google and Ogle, yep.
Just Google me, and you'll find out, you'll go, wow, my God,
You'll find out the hard way, he's everywhere.
This is way more than I ever cared to know about this guy, you know, and you'll be, you know, and that'll be it. But, you know, for all due purposes, it's fun to tune in live.
It is.
Just as they do to your show every Thursday night. And then if you get a chance, and if you don't get to tune in live, then you just get if you download the podcast or whatever, it sounds live anyway, because you just hear what we do.
Exactly.
Live,
so. It's like you're right here. You're right here whenever.
Whenever. It's a one-to-one experience. It's me and you, whoever's listening.
Exactly.
It's me and you right there. And
but
so,
and you've been getting better, dare I say.
I've been getting better.
I don't know.
What?
There's something about you're throwing some curveballs in every now and then. And there's some sound effects, some different, you know, you take off on these tangents. It's kind of you're mixing it up these days.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way, because anybody who thought it was the same every week wouldn't listen, you know.
It's true. It definitely it wasn't the same every week before, but now it's even more not.
There's always a little something else going on, and I think you'll all enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I have listened to that show forever.
Doesn't it seem like forever? I know. It's amazing how long I've been on.
It really has.
And there are people who it's like, wow, that's a... It's really there, and in fact, it gets to the point where like something happened like last week, and you know, there was even though there was a repeat, people knew it wasn't, you know, new, and they I got emails and all sorts of stuff, and now of course you can listen on roundtableradio.net every night. You could hear an old show,
the Cotolo Classics. Yes.
Yeah.
On
so we've done so many, and there were so many going around. There's so many we've done that haven't even been recorded, because we go back, the program goes back to before you could actually record these things.
Exactly.
I
listened to you before I came to the middle of motherfucking everywhere, as we say. And, and you know, I've been all over this country tuning into Cotolo Chronicles.
Isn't that something?
It
That's
is.
Great.
And it was like way back when, as I write in my book. I was, you know, at the top of God knows where, doing God knows what, and listening to you. And that was ages ago. I was a different superstar back then.
Yeah, time is going by way too quickly.
Time is going.
But we found one another, and we've worked together well, and we will work again. And
we continue to work.
Yes.
We work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of time, it's time.
No.
It is time to go.
You see how quickly it goes?
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for letting me come on and blatantly promote this wonderful book.
Absolutely. Anytime you want, you can come and promote anything.
Well, not any time, only another 7 times. And then,
exactly. Yeah, actually, no, you cannot come back because I'm busy the next 7 shows, so I guess that's out. Huh.
But we will be talking. And
we will.
And I'll be coming, don't worry.
Yeah. You'll be what?
He'll be coming.
I'll be coming on, don't worry.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
We will be in touch.
All right. Go and buy Molotov Memoirs by Frank Cotolo at blurb.com. It is the closest to an autobiography he could write without telling the truth. Is that right?
Well, let's face it, the truth is way overrated anyway.
It really is. And what is it you say if you've learned anything about contributing to mankind?
Oh, if I've learned anything about myself while writing this book, it's that I have contributed absolutely nothing to mankind, and I think that's pretty cool.
I think so, too. And I think it's a good realization. Okay, Frank, thank you so much. We're going to head off here, and we will listen to Cotolo Chronicles every Thursday.
Thank you, everyone. I'll be leaving you now because I have nothing more to say.
Good night, Frank.
Bye, Frank.
Good night.
And that was Frank Cotolo from Cotolo Chronicles. And from many of his books, which you can find everywhere. Just Google Frank Cotolo, Molotov Memoirs. But he's got other good shit on Lulu.com. Yes, Vanilla?
Definitely need to check that out.
Absolutely. How are you doing over there?
I'm okay. I don't know. My tooth started hurting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, again, it's the sinuses.
It is.
And they affect everything.
Got more messages here from Lola saying, problems tuning in. Lola was trying to tune in.
Oh,
she
no.
Couldn't. Yes, well, people have issues with, putting that in their player and stuff. I don't know why.
I noticed. Yeah. It's not good.
It comes with a manual. I need to send it to them.
Yeah, maybe you do.
So it is.
Get him up to speed.
Yes, please. Oh my goodness, it is so hot here that my hair has curled.
It really?
It really. I was playing with it throughout the show and it's just gotten kind of fluffy and curly. I'm not digging this at all.
Weird.
I know.
Must be humid.
It must be. My feet are sweating like Jesus cross on a crucifix.
Yeah, then it's definitely humid.
Yeah. Carpet's all wet. Everything's wet. Like, I know everybody wanted to know that.
It'll be okay. It'll dry out tomorrow.
It's true. Mac and Cheddar have entered WildBunchChat.com, which means Mac and Cheddar are coming up next.
And they are ready.
They are ready. They have put the mac and cheese in the micro, and they are ready. I've heard it's a big Mother's Day fiasco tonight.
Awesome.
A Mother's Gone Wild on Soylent Radio.
As so all mothers should.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you'll want to stay on and keep listening to Mac and Cheddar right directly following the Fabulous D Show on Wild Bunch Radio. So that's I guess right. We have to go.
I guess we have to.
I guess so.
Until next week.
Until next week. And who knows what's happening next week. But as we said, 8 shows left. This was number 8. It's down. So now we've got 7 shows left.
Final countdown.
It's the final countdown. And I did that with the, hand in the air, devil horns.
Yeah.
Get
back. Wish I had a voice right now. I'd have been able to do it.
I know. I can't picture the way to say it in my head, so I can't really do it, and I don't want to embarrass myself any further than I do every week.
It'll be all right.
Good night, Vanilla.
Good night, Dee. Good night, everyone. See you next week.
Absolutely. Until next week, this is the Fabulous D Show on Wild Bunch Radio. I am the artist D, and You can find everything you need to find at wildbunchradio.com, of course, and theartistd.com. Go there and download everything. And until next week, I'll always be back, or at least for the next seven shows, to fill in the marginalia. Absolutely. Back type of a game called the Kansas City Shuffle. Where's look left? They fall right into a Kansas City Shuffle. It's a they think you don't know type of Kansas City hustle. Where you take your time, wait your turn, and hang them up and out you try. Town type of Kansas City Shuffle. Gotta play both sides and let it ride on the Kansas City Shuffle. Now the tables turn, the lessons learned. You gotta earn yourself some trouble. Revenge like me, never sweet. You got yourself a long ride.